Chapter 10. A Dramatic Night. When Mr. Wells spoke to them, the dog soldiers moved towards him and pulled him away. Matt and Linda watched nervously as Johnny and the dog soldiers argued.
Johnny didn't tell us Mr. Wells was a prisoner,
said Linda desperately.
Don't worry, said Matt. I've got an idea. Later tonight, you distract Coyote and I'll try to free Mr. Wells. I saw where they took him.
Be careful, Matt,
said Linda worriedly.
Shh,
he whispered.
Here's Coyote.
Let's go to my teepee,
said Johnny.
I convinced the warriors that you are good medicine. You can stay in our camp, but you can't see your uncle.
But we came here to take him home,
said Linda angrily.
Come with me. I'll explain,
replied Johnny. Inside, the teepee was full of smoke from the fire and from Johnny's uncle's wooden pipe. They sat with the family, and Johnny told them,
The elders think your uncle has special powers. He talks about our future, and I translate for them. He says the Indians will meet a terrible fate, that the white men will exterminate us, and he gives many details. The elders think his presence protects us, and he is good medicine because he entertains the tribe. But if he leaves the camp, it could be disastrous.
But why can't we see him?
Asked Linda.
Because you will disturb his powers, the elders say. Now you must smoke my uncle's pipe with him. It's a sign of respect.
No thanks,
said Linda.
I don't want to smoke.
I'll try it,
said Matt, taking the pipe.
We believe that the smoke takes our desires to the spirits,
said Johnny. Matt smiled. His desires were to free Mr. Wells, return to Greenwood with Linda, and say goodbye to Johnny Coyote. He inhaled from the pipe and started to cough violently. Everybody laughed. It was time for bed. Linda looked at Matt, who nodded his head.
I want to talk,
she said to Johnny.
Let's go outside.
Okay,
said Johnny, curious, and they went out. When the other Indians in the teepee were asleep, Matt silently went to search for Mr. Wells's tent, protected by the dark of the night. Inside the teepee it was dark, but he saw a figure on the ground.
Mr. Wells, it's Matt,
he whispered. The figure stood up and, with horror, Matt saw a creature, half man and half buffalo, with horns and a tail. Meanwhile, in the moonlight, Linda was speaking angrily to Johnny.
You're right,
he said after a moment.
I was wrong. I didn't tell you the truth, but I wanted you to come with me.
He was looking at her with a strange light in his dark eyes, and she forgot why she was angry.
Linda, I want you to listen to a poem,
he said, and his voice began to fill the silence of the plains.
Beautiful flowers, red, blue, and yellow. Let's walk among the flowers. The wind blows the flowers. The flowers dance like girls. The girls are sweeter than the flowers.
That was beautiful,
she said, smiling at him.
You are my prairie flower, Linda,
Johnny told her, serious now.
Soon I will be a warrior. Then I can have a wife. Will you...
Suddenly, a monstrous scream echoed through the sleeping camp.
Matt!
Cried Linda.